Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Hello, my friend. How are you? Oh, I'm fine. Thanks. How are you? I'm fine. Thanks. How are you? Do you know, have you noticed that we just say we're fine? And we may or may not be fine. And the joke with my husband is if I actually say that I'm fine, he's like, oh my gosh, what's wrong? Because of the joke that if a woman says to her husband that she's fine, that means he's in big trouble. So let's talk about this, my friend. I'm Heather, by the way, and this is Illuminate Your Worth. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we're going to talk about feelings and sometimes the ones we avoid or that we ignore are actually running the show, but we don't realize it. And sometimes we don't even check in to see how we feel. You know, it's so standard. I learned when I went to corporate, when I first graduated from university, when someone says, hi, how are you? You say, fine, how are you? It's just a greeting. It's not actually checking in with yourself. They aren't actually asking you if you're fine. Maybe some people are, but I found it so funny and interesting. So sometimes when someone tells me they're fine, I stop and I say, are you really? And that makes people pause because they're like, whoa, am I really? And that makes them check in with themselves. So we're going to talk about. So we're going to talk about these feelings. We bury them. We rename them. We give them a spiritual, you know, identity. Maybe we dress them up as something that's more socially acceptable. So sometimes we are in grief, but we say we're fine. Sometimes we're angry, but we say it's a boundary. And sometimes when we have desires, we say they're inappropriate. These are just examples. So we're going to talk about all of this. So the things that you ignore or that you refuse to feel or go through the process of, it's going to keep showing up in different ways. And it can become like a pattern in your life and you don't even realize it, right? You just kind of start doing things in a certain way and it becomes this pattern that you start living and you might not even realize where it came from, which is okay. I mean, we are human. I wrote an article on Substack yesterday about, yeah, we are human. And guess what? These bodies that we have need to have certain rhythms and they need to be taken care of. So go read, I think it's called You're Not a Machine with a Better Hairdo, something like that. I was feeling very sassy yesterday when I wrote it. So we're going to look at patterns that we have developed, how they might have developed, how they might have helped us, how they might not be helping us anymore. And I know I've talked about this all the time, but you know what? I'm going to keep talking about it until the world wakes up, my friend, until the world wakes up. And that means I'll always talk about all of this stuff because even though I am on my part of the road, of my road, I know there's more road ahead of me. There's more things for me to learn. But the things I have learned, I'm like, whoa, this is so clear. Let me help people see this so maybe they can pick up their speed down their road in a good way. So this episode actually came, I was reading a horoscope or astrology or something one day, and it was about the Scorpio, I think it was a full moon, the Scorpio full moon. And, you know, sometimes when you read things, it's just things pop into your head. So I'm not going to do an astrology lesson. I can't pretend that I know all the comings and goings of the stars. But if we can blame the moon, full moon, for people going crazy on a certain night of the month or, you know, things that happen, the planets They might be further away, but they're way bigger than our moon. And the planets definitely impact our gravity and do things to us. And we just don't notice, right? So I'm just going to talk about this because it was interesting to read about the Scorpio moon. So it was talking about stuff we keep in our basement, the basement of where we have stuff we don't want to deal with. What do we do when we have a house? Put it in the basement or the attic. Put it in the basement, put it in a box, put it in the basement, and you forget about it. But it's still there. You know, it's still there. It's still taking up space. It's still taking up space in your energetic house. And the feelings that we have had over our life, even now, even today, I was meditating today, and I remembered something that happened when I was like, I don't know, five. I was pretty young, and it wasn't an especially startling incident. It wasn't, it was just something came into my mind, and I thought, whoa, I learned that thing way back then, I think, you know, how things just bubble up into your subconscious. So the feelings that you have that you are kind of putting away, maybe it was a disappointment, maybe it was something, a resentment that came up. Instead of listening to it sometimes or facing up to it, because conflict avoidance pretty common, maybe we just turn it into something that's easier to manage, right? And that's okay. We're all doing it. Like maybe it's something that you didn't have the capacity to manage at the time. So you put a pin in it. You like when you're in those corporate meetings, we're going to put that in the parking lot and we'll deal with that later. But don't let the parking lot get so big. There's nothing else. There's no more room. So you're not responsible, by the way, for every single thing that has happened in your life. Well, yeah, let's start with that. But you could be keeping yourself in a pattern of repeating what that thing is, right? So this basement idea is where we put stuff that we don't know how to handle at the time when it happens. We are going to store feelings that are messy or inconvenient. Maybe we think we're being too dramatic or too selfish or unacceptable or too big. A friend of mine, her ex-husband told her daughter that she was too loud. I thought that is the wrong thing to teach your daughter. Ooh, that just set me off. But thankfully, her mother said, no, you're not too loud. Be as loud as you want. So sometimes the things that we've got tucked away are still running things in the background, right? We don't know that they're there unless we open the basement door and look. And it's not because we're weak, and it's not because, you know, we're making any mistakes. We were trained to be high functioning instead of emotionally honest. What's the first thing you do when kids start acting up? You tell them to be quiet. It's not appropriate, you know. You have to learn to be the good girl, you know. Don't cause a scene. What's that? Big girls don't cry. Big boys don't cry, you know. You have to learn. You learn to be low maintenance because, and you know, I feel bad for parents because there's a lot. They have a lot on their plate, you know. They have their own things they're trying to figure out, what they've learned, and they're trying to raise these little humans. And sometimes they don't have the capacity to be there for that little human. And that little human might learn, oh, I need to be low maintenance. And then the cycle continues. But it's okay. We're all learning. We're all learning. So we learn that we're supposed to be grateful. I don't know if you read my article on Substack. I think it was last week's article about you can be grateful and still want more. You know, it's not a way to shut you down. And we also learn really well that we get rewarded for being helpful. And we learn how to say we're okay when maybe we're not okay. We learn how to make other people comfortable and keep the peace at the expense of us speaking our own truth. Right? So when your self-worth is tied to these things that are, it's easy to be loved, You don't cause any hassles. You're useful. You're always calm and agreeable. Maybe you're super impressive. Maybe you're an overachiever, recovering overachiever right here. Maybe you're endlessly capable and emotional. Honesty is dangerous. Because if you said, actually, I'm not in a good mood today, or actually, I don't want to do this, or if you say something contrary, when instead of saying you're fine, you disrupt things. Ooh, disruption. Don't rock the boat. Oh, man. Seriously? So a lot of us lie when we say we're fine. And fine has just become this word that is like translated into not fine. But we are re repeating this script that we learned because we learned that can't really say what's really going on because it'll take up too much time and energy. And we just don't have time for that because we're hustling, hustling, hustling. I'm anti-hustle. Am I anti-hustle? Yes, I am. So this way has helped us get this far in life. Yahoo! Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for helping us get this far. We survived. We've been trucking along. And yet, we can shift it. And when you continue to say yes, when you don't want to say yes, or when you continue saying you're fine, and you're wondering why nobody notices that you're not fine, this is where some resentment can start to trickle in, right? And you start to feel like nobody gets you. Like, why is everybody fine? I'm not fine. Where are you staying silent when you should be speaking? Are you pretending not to care about things when you actually do care about things? And then life kind of gets a bit strange because you're trying to flatten everything out because you're saying, oh, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. And if you're blaming the situation, or no, how do I want to say this? Where are you blaming the situation for what's happening when you're not actually saying the truth to yourself or to anybody else that would actually shift the situation? So when we think about this basement place where we keep the things we don't feel like dealing with, the basement eventually is going to overflow, right? What happens when the pipes back up? It gets everywhere. Oh my God, there's crap everywhere. Comes up into the kitchen. It's messing everything up. It goes, and when you're keeping those emotional things in the basement, they do kind of leak out, in places where you don't really want them to, where you sometimes think, why did I act that way? If you've ever said to yourself, why did I react that way? Or you said afterwards about something, I wish I hadn't reacted that way. I wish I had been in a different way. You might look at maybe there's stuff in your basement that's leaking out. Sometimes you're just tired, but sometimes if you're tired, that's when the stuff in the basement, the little gremlins come crawling out of the basement. So if you have grief, this doesn't necessarily mean just, grief of loss of a person or a loved. I was thinking about cats today. I had a dream last night that I owned a cat. I haven't owned a cat in a few years. So maybe there's a cat coming back into my life. It came to me and said, hey, Heather, I already live here. So if you have a loss of any kind, a job, a career, if you're moving on from a friendship, if you are moving on from even poor parents, when their kids move, they're like, you're grieving the loss of a certain way of parenting. If you just say you're fine to keep everything, even keel, it's not really even keel, right? When you say you're fine, you might mean that you just don't have the energy to explain it all. Or, which is fine. Here, I'm using the word fine, which is okay. And it doesn't mean you shouldn't come back to it at some point. You might say you're fine because you think that your pain doesn't count because you've been keeping it kind of under wraps for so long. Or maybe you're afraid that if you start crying because of grief, you won't stop. You know, the ugly cry can get a bit nasty. It does eventually end, though. It's not, you will stop. You just need to block out some time in your calendar, maybe. Maybe you say you're fine because you haven't even admitted to yourself yet there's something wrong. Or maybe you feel like you don't want to be needy or you don't want to make people uncomfortable. So there is the grief of loss and death and endings and separation and illness and heartbreak. There's lots of things to grieve in our life. And yes, I think life is fabulous and sunshine and rainbows a lot of the time. And I have grief and I let that grief be there. I don't try to hide it, right? I don't try to bury it. I don't put it in the basement, or I try not to. And grief is like realizing if you keep all of that grief in you, then it's just going to start to make you feel heavy, heavy. The reason that I do feel this, I'm just speaking for myself, I feel light a lot of the time. And I think it's because I have grief for things, you know, a relationship that didn't work out. When I left my career, even though, you know, I said I'm done and I left my career, I had to kind of realize that I had done a lot of work to get that career and I was leaving it behind. Even grief of like suddenly not being the most reliable person in the room. You get a bit of FOMO, right? Oh my gosh, I'm going to miss out on something. FOMO, I think, is like the avoidance of grief of changing things. So if you spend all your time trying to prove your worth and then you say no, there has to be a little bit of processing there because it's a whole new feeling. It's a whole new way of, oops, sorry, computer. It's a whole new way of being. So, and grief doesn't have to be this huge dramatic collapse with the ugly cry, right? But it can just feel this discomfort. It can feel uncomfortable. And when you realize that you haven't given yourself permission to have whatever your grief is, then you might feel grief about not giving yourself permission. Oh my goodness, the endless spiral, right? So you don't have to abandon yourself, my friend. Oh, yes, sorry. Data, I got so caught up in what I was talking about. Okay, I'm going to come back to this in a minute. It's time for a break. Dana had to remind me. This is Heather. We're on Illuminate Your Worth. Go off to your listening platform and give us a 5-star review. And then come back in a couple of minutes and we'll keep talking about burying your feelings in the basement. This is Heather on Illuminate Your Worth. We'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
So, I got so caught up in what I was talking about, I totally forgot. And that poor Dana. Thanks, Dana. I was trying to get my attention in the background. So we're talking about grief. Obviously, I have a lot to say today. And there's no one on the planet who doesn't have some kind of grief. It's just part of being human. And it doesn't mean that you have to collapse, like I was saying. You don't have to collapse into the ugly cry and, you know, hole yourself up in a dark room and just stay there. But also don't abandon or ignore the fact that it's there. You know, when we try to keep hiding it or minimize it, that's when we get into trouble. And it doesn't mean that you are going to stop being okay. Like, I feel like there's like this kind of line where there's a line where you're going to be okay. We know you're going to be okay eventually, but you don't have to be okay right away, right? So when you stay in grief, you end up staying in grief when you're comparing whatever's going on with you to someone else, and you decide that yours doesn't count. Oh, you know, and I think we're trained this, you know, starving, you know, eat all your dinner, there's starving children in Africa. What's that got to do with me eating my dinner? You know, but your parents are just trying to say someone else is more suffering than you are, so you should be grateful and eat everything that's in front of you. Okay. I am grateful there's food in front of me and I'm full. So you don't have to compare your pain to someone else's. That's theirs. This is yours. You get to live yours your way. And we also stay in it. We end up staying stuck in it when we confuse functioning with healing. So the stay busy, just keep yourself busy, is almost like you're just ignoring it, because we're not really good at just sitting. We're really not good at sitting and just being, you know, and so we keep ourselves busy so we don't have to think about it. And when you refuse to let the old version of you be mourned, so, you know, I've reinvented myself a few times. So grief needs acknowledgement before it can move, you know. Doesn't need you to perform a three-act play or anything. It doesn't need you to, you know, have a complete breakdown in the produce aisle or anything. It just needs you to acknowledge that it's there. Grief, having these emotions, just acknowledging that it's there and being okay that it's there makes all the difference in the world. So you can ask yourself, what have you been calling fine? What have you been saying? Where have you been saying you're fine when there's some grief there that just needs acknowledgement? Or is there a version of you? I had a client for a few years who I was having trouble helping her. She was moving into the coaching business and she was very good. She was very excited to be a coach. She was really having trouble getting her up and running. And the unseen block that we didn't see was she hadn't grieved her previous career that she loved and retired from. She hadn't really just accepted the fact that I'm going in a new direction now. Thank you, you know, and moving on. So, and continuing and just getting busy isn't healing. Right. So what would it telling the truth to yourself? What would it look like to tell you the truth to yourself without making yourself wrong for it? Right. Oh, my gosh. So moving on. So grief is one of those things that we tend to bury in the basement. The other thing we tend to bury in the basement is rage. Oh my goodness, because anger is not an acceptable emotion in our world. You know, sunshine and rainbows, don't get angry. Even Bill Murray tells the groundhog, don't drive angry. So anger is not bad, friend. Violence is bad. Anger is information. Anger is just telling you, is feedback for you that there is something happening that has crossed a line for you, or that something has been ignored or tolerated. There's something going on for you that makes you angry. So anger is just information. And anger isn't the problem, right? Anger isn't the problem. So I heard somebody say, sometimes anger is the smoke alarm, but we haven't asked what's burning. We just try to clear the smoke. There's something still on fire. So sometimes we use a boundary. This is where it gets a bit wonky, right? So we'll put up a boundary because of anger and resentment, not because we are creating clean boundaries because of our own self-respect. It's a little subtle, that shift of that intention. So you can set up a bound, but really the boundary should be set up before you get angry. Because the bound, if you get angry, that means that your boundaries have not been clear, or maybe they were clear and they've been crossed. Like, that could happen. Okay, I admit it, that could happen. So a boundary is, this is what I need. I need. This is what I am available for. This is what I'm not available for. This is what I will do. This is what I am not going to do. And those are pretty strong statements, right? So resentment is a different reaction. So a boundary is like, this is what I'm available for, full stop. And a resentment, which is like this slow burning ember that's comes from anger, it comes after we've ignored the smoke signals of that anger has been sending for too long. So it'll sound like a boundary, but underneath it is a whole pile of anger and stuff that has built up. So, and resentment, it's like the way it's you speak your boundary when you're in resentment is different. So, you know, that's like the how dare you? How dare you assume I'm okay in this role? How dare you assume that you can keep taking from me and what I've been giving? It's like, that's not a boundary. That's a reaction, you know? And yes, sometimes people are going to take advantage of you. And sometimes you do have to get angry at them because they keep crossing your boundary. But sometimes we've trained people to expect that access to us because we kept saying no, or we kept saying yes, we kept saying yes, we kept saying yes. And then we started to get resentment. We started to get anger. The smoke started to build up. Smoke's coming out of the basement. The house is filling with smoke. We haven't gone down into the basement to see what the problem is. And we say, I'm going to set boundaries. But you're sending them in anger. That's a less effective, less healthy boundary. So if we have spent all of our time making our needs invisible and then resented people for not seeing them, really, how is that fair to them? And yet, sometimes we're very unsupported. Sometimes we have built this identity around being the person who doesn't need support. So we give ourselves a break. We go down in the basement, put the fire out. We realize that the anger is probably at ourselves, not the person who's been repeating the behaviors that we don't want. And we empower ourselves to start setting clean boundaries. So if you can see where you've been participating in a pattern, this is where you can begin to change. Right? That is your freedom. Your freedom is in recognizing that you've been doing something. Oh my gosh. Look, I see it, Dana. It's time for another break. I know it's fast. That one was fast, but it's because the other one was late. So my friend, if you didn't have time to get over to give us a 5-star review, it's the perfect time. Head over to Substack and subscribe. It's free to subscribe to my articles because then I don't get cut off by commercial breaks. And I can talk and talk and talk all I want. This is Heather. We're on the Inspired Choices Network, and you are listening to Illuminate Your Worth, and we'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Let's do it. Okay. So we talked about grief and we're talking about anger. So this is where we're going to look at what the anger one might look like. So if you tend to give and give and give and then are a little resentful, even a lot resentful, that's going to be somewhere where that anger, you're just tucking that into the basement. It's going to set the smoke alarm off later, right? if you're avoiding hard conversations and then you feel like you're a little unseen, like they don't get you, they don't understand. If you say yes quickly before even thinking about what your answer is going to be, and then you feel a little bit trapped by the fact that you said yes. If you call yourself flexible and you wonder why everybody treats you like you've got endless amounts of time, right? Or if you keep rescuing people, but then you resent them for always needing you to rescue them. Like, look at these patterns that happen, and they're very common. Like, don't give yourself a hard time. You know, you might hear yourself saying, no one ever helps me, and then you never let anyone see that you need help. But until you're really angry, but then it's too late. Do you remember on The Simpsons when Marge kept, she was like keeping it all together. It was a perfect example, keeping it all together. And then I can't remember, it's like they were out of paper towel and she lost her mind. It was like the last straw. Now, if you thought, why is she getting angry with paper towel? It's not about the paper towel. It's the fact that she wasn't saying anything till the paper towel was the thing that ignited the ignition, you know? So the way to change it isn't to give yourself a hard time and get angry at yourself. It's just to tell the truth sooner, really. So a clean boundary, like I was saying, a clean boundary is smoking. Not a clean boundary is not smoking. A clean boundary is spoken. in a way that is kind and clear, not any resentment or anger behind it. So have you been setting boundaries? Is there somewhere in your life where you've been setting boundaries that are actually based out of resentment? And I mean, maybe that might be somewhere where you have to start, but if you could clear out the smoke and get the resentment out, then it won't feel so awful, right? Being angry doesn't feel good. Doesn't feel nice. Is there somewhere you've been saying yes to things and you just hope they notice that you actually mean no? I still practice, you know, I'm still practicing. Sometimes I'll say yes and then I'm like, ooh, is there a way I can change that decision? Because I do get really excited. And sometimes it's not even like something that's not something you want to do. This is something that I don't think we talk about very much. Like, sometimes we do want to do everything because we're super excited and it's going to be fun. And we're saying yes, 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 yes. And then our body says, no, 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 no. And I mean, for me, I'm like this little kid. I'm just like, yeah, I want to do that. Yeah, I want to do that. And I want to do that. And I've had to get to the point in my life where I say, yes, I want to do that. Let me just check with myself to see if that's something I have the capacity for before I give you a full yes. You know, it's like can you just hold on for a minute while I check? It's like checking your calendar. I have a friend who I've been trying to meet with, and I was teasing her today because she keeps moving our appointment. I said, have you got a calendar? Like, do you ever look at it? Because the conflicts keep coming up. But it's just life keeps happening, you know. So what for you would be an honest, calm boundary? And what would that sound like before you reached the boiling point? That would be pretty awesome, wouldn't it? Or something, where are you maybe blaming someone else for something going on with you, and it's just that you haven't spoken it out loud yet? So those are things to think about under anger. Anger versus boundaries. Anger is not a boundary. Anger is a reaction, and anger is information. And anger is telling you that there's something in your basement on fire. Right? So go downstairs, put out the fire. So the next thing I want to talk about, we've talked about grief, we've talked about anger. Let's talk about desire. You know, on my old podcast, it was called Back to Me, if you haven't heard me speak of it. There's 4 years of interviews with some amazing humans. Back to Me, Wellness Your Way. And I spoke to a woman once who, she's in Australia. Oh gosh. Her name is just Artemisia Divine. Artemisia Divine. That's it. She ran a dungeon. And she was a sexual fantasy expert. I was actually kind of scared to talk to her, I have to tell you. Because I'm like, this isn't good. Because we don't talk about desire. We don't talk about it. She was so good. Like, that was one of my top interviews. She was so smart. It wasn't nasty and gross and dirty. It's like, desire is not this nasty, gross porno mag thing. Desire means that, you know, and it's not scandalous. It just means that there is something that you would like to add into your life. And it's very appropriate. And it's very simple. Desire, you could desire rest. You could desire more space. You can desire more creativity. You can desire more money. Money's not evil. And the Bible is always misquoted, by the way. I know that I'm not, I don't subscribe to any particular religion. I think they're all kind of partly right, and they're all kind of partly wrong. It's like the blind men and the elephant. You can only see the part that you're looking at. So desire for money is not evil. You can desire intimacy. It's not wrong. We were built. How do you think we make babies? Like, desire for intimacy is built into us. Desire for freedom. Desire to be seen. And for some people, that scares the shit out of them, to be seen, because of what you've learned over your life. Maybe you desire travel. Maybe you desire to have people stop asking you all the time to do things. You just want a little, like, give you some breathing room. Maybe you desire to work differently than you do now. Maybe you desire to leave where you are now and go somewhere different. Maybe you desire to stay, but you want to stay in a different way. You know, start your business, write your book, change your relationship, ask for help, take your classes, sleep, have fun. Become the person who's hiding inside of you that you've been hiding behind all this other stuff. So desire feels dangerous because we have been trained that it's not appropriate. And everything gets lumped into the one bucket of desire. Right now, I desire chocolate. Oh, desire is bad. Desire is evil. Really? I'm just desiring chocolate. You know, I also desire world peace. Is that wrong? I mean, come on. Desire is this amazing human ability to recognize that we are in a space and, well, you can be grateful for it. Go read my article on gratitude. And wouldn't it be great if this was here too, right? It's like when you go to a party, you're like, oh, you know, 50 of my friends are here. Wouldn't it be great if these 10 other people who couldn't make it were here too? Man, that would be even better. So if you've been rewarded for being the dependable person, then your desire for freedom is going to feel selfish. Don't let them tell you that it's selfish. And they probably don't even have to. You're probably telling it to yourself. If you've been rewarded in your life for always being the easygoing one and just saying, like we're saying, I'm fine, then your desire to be honest about what's happening for you is going to feel disruptive. It's okay to rock the boat. Be disruptive. I taught kayaking on the weekend. I'm teaching kayaking again this weekend. I teach people to rock the boat. And you won't tip over. Well, you might. But who cares? You just get to go for a swim and then you get back in. So if you've been rewarded for being the successful, you know, when I was in corporate, right? I kept getting promoted. Everybody's like, ooh, she's so successful. She's so successful. So when I decided to quit my job because I wanted a simpler life, I wanted a different life, I wanted to go be a yoga teacher. I'm not in that circle of friends at this point, but the circle of friends were like, thought I was a failure. You're walking away from your career to go and teach yoga? That's a failure. And if I had been in a different headspace, I wouldn't have done it. I would have believed them that me wanting simplicity of life and changing my life was failing. Luckily, I didn't listen. If you have been rewarded for being needed all the time, you know, by whoever, being the one that everybody depends on, your need for space and your time for yourself is probably going to feel like you're being cruel to them, and maybe to you. You're going to feel like you're being mean to them. You're not being mean to them. You're being nice to yourself. And if you've been rewarded for being the super practical one and you go out and do something crazy, like, you know, I don't know, what's crazy? Get a new tattoo, get shellac, get your hair colored, something indulgent. It's going to feel indulgent instead of, I just wanted to do this. Why is that indulgent? And we also don't think that we're worthy of indulgence. Let's think, I don't want to get off topic, but that's another whole thing to think about, right? So we stay stuck when we judge. We stay stuck when we judge the thing that we desire before we listen to what the desire is. And if you go listen to that interview I had with Artemisia Devine, she talks about what the desire is actually, because she studied sociology and things. She was so smart. It's like the desire that you have could be just the symptom of something deeper. So we shut down desire before we even try to see what it is. We say it's silly. We say it's selfish. We say it's unrealistic, right? We say, I should be grateful for what I have. Why should I desire something else? Who am I to want that? I am me. That's why I want that. Damn it. Or what will people think? Do you know, I watch British murder mysteries. You probably know this. I watch those cozy murder mysteries. Do you know how many relationships and murders and things have gone sideways in those shows simply because people were trying to keep their social profile the way it was? What the? What? What? Listen, friends, it's okay. It's okay to rock the boat. It's okay to be someone different than people think you are. It's okay to be disruptive, right? We're so afraid of wanting that want that we're wanting the wrong thing that we shut down the feeling altogether. So we dismiss our desires. I see that the clock has hit a time for another break. So we're going to go on our last break. We're going to talk. We're going to wrap all this up, hopefully in a beautiful package of patterns to repattern. I am Heather. This is the Illuminate Your Worth on the Aspire Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
We're always on this path to a thriving life, by the way. And the further you are down the path, the easier it is. The less weeds, the less you're hacking your way through the jungle. So we're talking about these feelings that we tuck away in the basement. And we can't ignore them. They're tucked away in the basement. That's super. But they're going to keep coming out. Grief that's not processed just needs to be recognized. Anger is information that your boundaries haven't been set cleanly. And instead of setting a clean boundary, you are becoming angry and attack. It's almost like you're attacking the person for not knowing you had a boundary. And then we have this desire. So desire, ooh, you even say it differently, desire. So desire is okay. I think it's a fabulous emotion, by the way. So tell the truth about what you want immediately. You don't have to act on it, but tell yourself the truth of what you're desiring and let it be a conversation, right? Let yourself have a conversation and ask what's representing. Is it, if you're desiring something, is it the thing that you're desiring, does it represent freedom for you? Does it represent rest? Does it represent recognition? So the thing that you're desiring could be just trying to give you an indication of something else. Right? So sometimes the desire is literal. Like, yeah, I do actually just want chocolate. Sometimes it's symbolic, right? Sometimes it's a symbolic. So I said, so this is it's kind of comical, but I'm sure that my ex-husband wouldn't think it was comical. We lived in a lovely home at this little 3-bedroom, semi-detached home. It had a nice backyard. And I just felt like, you know what? I just need more space. I just need more space. I need more space. So we ended up buying a 5-bedroom house in the suburbs, two of us and two cats, with this big yard. It was so big and took so long to commute back and forth. Had to hire a cleaning lady and I had more space. But what I actually wanted was more space, not more house space. I wanted more personal space and we got divorced. So that's like where it's a symbolic instead of a literal. So what is a desire that you keep dismissing? Maybe you've labeled it selfish. Maybe you've said it's unrealistic. Or maybe you said it's too late in life. You know, I always wanted to be a rock singer. Listen, a friend of mine who's turning 65, she quit her job when she was 50 and went and became a rock singer because she wanted to be a rock singer. It's never too late. And what part of you gets excited when you start to tell yourself the truth? So when you're looking at desire, don't shut it down. Don't shut it down because maybe it will come out in a weird, creepy way, right? So this, all of this pattern recognition is not about you giving yourself a hard time. It's not about blaming yourself for the fact that you've had pain or grief or suffering or desires or any of those things. It's not about pretending that these things, these relationships you've had or these responsibilities that you've had or the trauma that you've had or health challenges or people, whatever that is, it's not saying that none of that matters because all of it matters. Everything in life matters. But if you don't look in yourself, in your basement, you miss the place where the lesson is living. So if you're one of those people who's like, everything happens for a reason, if you took everything in the basement, this happened and there was a reason for it, but I don't want to deal with it right now, it's time to spring clean. So sometimes the question is not, why is this happening to me? But how can I continue to participate in what is happening? So if you've been feeling like you're resentful, are you repeatedly saying yes when you actually mean no? And can you set a clean boundary without being angry? If you are feeling overwhelmed, which is kind of common, are you still treating rest like something you have to prove that you earned? That's another article on Substack. Head over there. You know, if you're feeling like you're taken for granted, if you're feeling you're taken for granted or you're like doing too much, have you trained people that that's the way it should be? I mean, there's so many patterns. These are just a few of them. So if you say you don't want to disappoint people, so you say yes. If you get overwhelmed and then you feel resentful, and if you explode or maybe even withdraw and then you feel guilty, you don't, and maybe then you overcompensate, you know, and this loop just continues and continues and continues. And you might know you want something different, but you just don't know where to start. So just start paying attention and start paying attention to yourself. And start telling the truth to yourself. Doesn't have to be drama. No drama llamas required, right? So seeing it is the easiest way. You know, these things are not the enemies. The feelings are not your enemy. They are trying to help you. So you don't need to burn everything down. You don't need to become a whole new person by next week. And you don't have to explain yourself and everything going on with you to every single person that you meet. Maybe an honest sentence with yourself and start telling yourself the truth is all you need. That could be a perfect place to start. If you want support, my friend, go to my website, heatherstewart.coach, and I spend an hour with you. I was talking to a lovely lady last week who realized she's doing really well, but she realized that she needed a little support and where she needed her support. So look up the alignment activation. It's under the talk to me tab. And it's free. It's a free hour with me. Come on. Who wouldn't want to spend an hour with me? I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. You should tune in every week. I'm here every Wednesday at 1 o'clock, or you can find me on your favorite listening platform.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.